Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is Lezeicha Nishmas Avi Moriah Rav David Simon Rav Yosef. And it's also Lezeicha Nishmas David Herman, who was Nifter yesterday. Mordechai David, I only know his mother's name, I gotta get his father's name. Mordechai David ben Nurit Hensha, I gotta get his father's name for the dedication. The Neshamish, his special Neshamish to have an Aliyah. We're holding on the bottom of Chav Vav Amid Beis.
His father's name is Shmuel Chaim.
Shmuel Chaim, okay, thank you. This morning's learning is Le'ilu Nishmas, Mordechai David ben Shmuel Chaim. Mordechai David ben Shmuel Chaim. We are four lines from the bottom of Chav Vav Amid Beis. I'm just warning everybody, you're going to have to concentrate for the first half. For the first half, you're going to have to concentrate to follow it. So everyone's going to have to concentrate. Here we go. It's doable, but it requires concentration. Now, to set the table from where you have to remember what happened yesterday to know what's going on today. One of the things we mentioned is we were discussing a dispute between Rava and Abaye about what Rabbi Shimon and Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael hold. Rava held that there's a difference between Rabbi Shimon and Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael. Abaye said, no, they both say the same thing. Abaye is simple. Abaye says they both say there's no Tumas Shrutzim by any other garments other than wool and linen. Only wool and linen have tuma, and any other garments, there is no tumas shrutzim. That's Abaye is simple. Rava says no. Rava says that Reb Shimon Elazar held that there is tumas maga by shrutzim, by shar begadim, if it's three tfachim by three tfachim, just not three fingers by three fingers. And Rabbi Yishmael held there's no tuma whatsoever by shar begadim, by tumas shrutzim of tumas maga. There's no tuma whatsoever, even by three tefachim. So that's what you have to know in the back of your head before we start today's daf. So let's do it. Says the Gemara. Ula Rava de Amar Shlosha al Shlosha b'shar begadim mikabinayu. But according to Rava, who said no, there's a difference in Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael. Shela Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar esle isle. Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that there is tumas shar begadim if it's three tefachim by three tefachim, if it's so big that it's three tefachim by shar begadim, tumas shrutzim, does exist. Rabbi Shimon Elazar islay ulatana de Rabbi Shmuel leslay. But the Braisa from the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, he disagrees. He holds that there's taka no tuma whatsoever. There's no tuma whatsoever by shar begadim. If it's not wool and linen, then there's no tuma whatsoever by shar begadim. That was the opinion of tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Keep that in your head, because that's going to come back throughout the first amud many times. Says the Gemara, Shlosha Shlosha b'shar begadim minale. Where is Rava's source that in fact Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that if there's a garment that's three tefachim by three tefachim made out of other garments other than wool and linen by tumas shrutzim, which is a tumas maga, that if the garment were to touch a dead bug, we're not talking about tumas negayim of tzaras. That's the distinction. There's tzaras, we're not talking about that now. Now we're talking about tumas negayim. I'm sorry, that negayim is tzaras. Now we're talking about tumas shrutzim, which means that the tumas maga, that if your garment just would touch a sheretz. So where do you learn out that a three tefach garment by three tefachim, by other garments other than wool and linen, as far as tumas maga shrutzim, touching shrutzim, from where does he learn that out? Rava, within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Answer the Gemara, Nafka me o beged. There's an extra word, o. The Sanya we learned in the Braisa. Now this pasuk is talking about shrutzim. The Torah says, in, I believe it's Pashas Shmini, the Torah says, v'chol asher yipol alav mehem b'mosam yitma, right? If a dead bug falls on your garment, it's going to make it tummy. Michal kli eitz o beged. Beged, if it would have just said beged, ainli ella beged, then I would have thought it's only wool and linen. Shloisha, shloisha, b'shar begadim minayin. How do I know that even if it's not wool and linen, that tumas shrutzim applies to a three tefach, by three tefach, large garment? From where do I know that the tumas begadim apply? How do I know the tumas maga shrutzim would apply to a large beged that's 3x3, according to Rava, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? From where do I know that? Tamalomar, oh, beged. The extra word, oh. asks the Gemara, Va'abaye. Well, Abaye said there's no tum at all if it's not wool and linen. So what does Abaye do with the O? Va'abaye, hi, O beged my ovedle. What do you do with the O? Answer the Gemara, mi boile l'rabos shalosh al shalosh bitsemer ufishdim dimetame bishratzim. The extra word O teaches me that not only are you metame by a three tefach, by three tefach, by wool and linen, by wool and linen, not shar begadim. It's referring to by wool and linen, but the chiddush of O is to teach me that it's not only a three tefach by three tefach garment by of wool and linen, that's metame shratzim, maga shratzim, but even a three finger by three finger garment, even a small little three finger by three finger garment, mi boile the rabbis sholosh al sholosh b'tzemru fishtim dimetame b'shratzim. Asks the Gemara, well then how does Rava know that? How did Rava know that? Says that if Rava uses Begad to teach me Shar Begadim, three tefach by three tefach, where does Rava know by Begad Semru Fishtim that it's a three-finger Begad is Mitame, a Begad Semru Fishtim? Where does he learn that from? The Rava, Goli Rachman Agabi Negoim, once the Torah explicitly revealed this by Tzoraas, that a three-finger by three-finger garment by Tzoraas, what's wool and linen, is metame. So I know that also for Maga Shrotzim. It's a binyan av. Once the Torah taught me by Tzoraas that a three-finger by three-finger beged is mekabel tumas Tzoraas by beged by tzemer fishtim, even three-finger. So I learned for all the tumas that a three-finger by three-finger, it's a binyan av. I don't need the extra pasuk. I don't need the O. Goli Rachman Agabe Negoim, Vahu Adin Lishratzim. The same halacha would apply to Shratzim. Ask the Gemara, and why doesn't Abaye learn that way? We keep on going and going and going. We just keep going. Oh, yeah, so if it's good enough for Rava to learn from Shratzim, well, then why does Rava need the O? Why does he need the O? Let him learn that the same way Abaye learns it at. The same way Rava learns it at, excuse me. Abaye, Ikalamifrach, no. You can't build a binyanav from Nigoim to Shratzim, he holds, because Ikala Mifrach, you could reject that binyanav by saying, we find the strictness by Nigoim that doesn't exist by Shratzim. Once I find the strictness by Nigoim that doesn't exist by Shratzim, I can't learn a binyanav. Because maybe the strict interpretation of three fingers by three fingers only applies to Nigoim, but it doesn't apply by Shratzim because I have a different strictness that I also find by Nigoim. What's the strictness that we find by Negaim? Shesi v'orev, says the Gemara. V'abaye ikal mifrach. No, you can't learn out shratzim from Negaim, Abaye says. Ikal mifrach, mal negaim, shekin shesi v'orev mitabe behem. Negaim has a strictness that just the whoop and the wharf, just the whoop and the wharf strings themselves, even if you don't weave them at all, just the finished strings are already mekabel tuma. There's a special strictness that only exists by negayim. So therefore, if you have that, you might have thought that the same thing is true, that the special strictness of three fingers by three fingers only applies to negayim and wouldn't apply over to shratzim. That's why Abaye says, I need the pasuk of O to teach me that it applies over. Ask the Gemara, well then how come Rava doesn't learn that way? Says the Gemara, v'idach, wait. But Rava does learn the binyanav. So how come Rava is not worried about the chumra of Shesi v'arev? He doesn't think that that chumra can reject the binyanav. How come he's not worried about that? Says the Gemara, here's the one slight complication of this. This next two line, just you have to hold cup a little bit. The idach and Rava, who learns it from a binyanav, he learns out shratzim from negayim. He holds no, that the strictness of Shesi V'arev is not a good rejection of that binyanav. Why not? Because if the strictness of Shesi V'arev was really teaching me that in general, Negayim was more strict than Shratzim, if that was really true, then the Torah should have just written the halacha by Shratzim and taught it over to Negayim. If you're telling me that Negayim are more chomer than Shratzim, and you can't learn, and therefore you can't learn out from Negayim to Shratzim, if that was true, then the Torah should have taught it me the other way. That's why I need to obey it. If that was true, Lichtov Rachmana Gabe Shratzim, the Torah should have written the extra ribuy that a 3x3 finger beged semer or fishtim is tame, instead of writing it for me by negayim, it should have written it by shratzim. Lichta rachman agabe shratzim v'leisu negayim inayu. And I could have learned out negayim from it, and I wouldn't need the extra word veha beged by negayim to teach me this. Rather, must be that o beged by shratzim is not, that the o beged that said by shratzim is not coming to teach me 3x3 fingers from tzemer, of tzemer fishtim. Rather, it's coming to teach me 3x3 tfachim by shar begadim, and the din 3x3 fingers, and the din of 3x3 fingers from wool and linen is learned out from negayim. Oh, so now the Gemara is going to say, so then how come Abaye didn't learn that way? How come Abaye still maintains that in fact it's more chamer? That it's not more chamer. So it says the Gemara, v'idach, but according to Abaye, if the chiddush that even a 3x3 finger of wool and linen would only be written by shratzim, no, you couldn't learn that negayim from shratzim either. Negayim is shratzim lo asu. The Gemara had just suggested, let it just write it by shratzim, and I would have learned that negayim from it. So Abaye says, no, you couldn't learn that way. De'ik alamifrach, because you could reject that as well. Mal shratzim, because shratzim also have a chumra that negayim doesn't have. Shratzim, we said before that negayim has a chumra that shratzim doesn't have, but shratzim also has a chumra that negayim doesn't have. De'ik alamifrach, mal shratzim shekein metame ba'ad b'cha'adasha. If it would have just learned that by shratzim, I would not have been able to learn out to negayim, because shratzim has a chumra that negayim does. Before we said that negayim has a chumra that shratzim doesn't have, namely, it's shesi va'arev. But now we're learning out that shratzim also has a chumra that negayim doesn't have. What's that chumra? The chumra is that a sheretz is metame b'cha'adasha. That a sheretz, even a small bug the size of a lentil, is already metame, but by negayim, the minimum shear of the size of negayim is a gris. A gris is like a bean, it's like the size of a dime, right? It's the size of a dime. So the Gemara rejects that, and says, no, he held it, l'mirfach ma'al shratzim shekein metame b'cha'adasha. So shratzim has a chumra, and therefore shratzim is as a chumra, and therefore that negayim doesn't have, and therefore you could not learn out. So shratzim has a chumra, so therefore you could not learn out the 3x3 etzbaos of wool and linen from shratzim to negayim. Therefore you could say that a weave that had just 3x3 etzbaos is not matam. You couldn't learn it out. You couldn't learn it out from by negayim from shratzim, and that's why the Torah had to teach me this din by negayim. But nevertheless, you can't learn out from negayim to shratzim either, because we said before, right? Abaye said you couldn't learn out because there's also a chumra by shratzim that doesn't exist by negayim. There's also a chumra by negayim that doesn't the shesi v'arev. So you can't learn out either way, and that's why he needed the drasha to teach me. And that's why he said that the drasha of Obeged is coming to teach me that a 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim garment by shratzim, by shar begadim, is mekabel tuma. Okay, you probably have to review that, that last little piece. We have to review it a different time, but we got the general idea. The general idea is that we're still holding with what we said, which is that according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Taka holds that a 3 tefach by 3 tefach garment by shar begadim is mekabel tumas maga shratzim. But Abaye says nothing doing. We haven't changed that. But we just went through a calculation of how each person learns his opinion, but we haven't. The fundamentals are still the same so far. Now they're about to change, but the fundamentals are still the same so far. Which is again, according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds there is tumas shratzim, maga shratzim by shar begadim if it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. But according to Abaye, no one holds there's any tumah whatsoever by shar begadim if it's not wool and linen. Abaye holds there's no tumah whatsoever by shar begadim at all. Not 3 fingers by 3 fingers. Not 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Nothing. Oh, Now the Gemara is gonna try to take that issue to task. Let's take a look. Amar Abaye. So Abaye makes the following point. Abaye says, again, both Abaye and Rava both agree that Rabbi Shmuel did not hold of any Tumas Begadim at all, by Shar Begadim, by Tumas Magashratzim. There's no Tum at all. Both Abaye and Rava agree that with Rabbi Shmuel. So comes along Abaye and he says, Hai Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. So these words of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel that we mentioned earlier, where he says that there's zero tumah by shar begadim by magashratzim, mapik meidach tam devei Rabbi Shmuel. It's actually against another statement of Rabbi Shmuel elsewhere. That earlier statement is against a different Rabbi Shmuel. Chato Adonai Elohim Achlom Shakol Niyom Baru. By the way, you're allowed to say amen if you hear a bracha over Zoom. Halacha, you're allowed to say amen. People can be you're not allowed to make a minyan over Zoom, because for a minyan you need 10 people in the same place. But if I make a bracha here and you hear the bracha over there, since it's within 2 seconds, you're allowed to answer amen. Okay. Hilchos Zoom. Someone's going to write after this, they're going to write mamish gans, they're going to write long svarim. Hilchos Zoom. I can see the title already. Okay. Amar Abaye. Hai Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Mapik Me'idach Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. This statement of Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael is against another statement of Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Did Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, because we learned in a different brisa from the house of Rabbi Yishmael, from the base matters of Rabbi Yishmael, there's a pasuk by Tumash Shratzim, another pasuk, V'chol HaShe'ipa Lameb Mosem Yitma, Michol Kliyetz O Beged. It says Beged, if it would have just said Michol Kliyetz U Beged, Ainly Ella Beget Semer Ufishtim. Minayin Larabos, Semer Gemalim, and Semer Anovim. So if you would have just had Beget, I would have thought it's only wool and linen. Minayin Larabos, from where do I know? And that's what we thought Rabbi Shmuel really holds, that by Maga Shratzim it's only wool and linen. But we have another Brisa that seems to now be including Shar Begadim. Ainly Ella Beget Semer Ufishtim. Minayin Larabos, Semer Gemalim, from where do you know? And again, when it says wool, it means wool from a sheep. How do you know wool from camels, v'tzemer arnovim, and wool from rabbits, v'notza shel izim, and goat's hair, v'hashirin, v'aklach, v'asrikin, is three types of silk. So where do you know that? Tamulomar, Obeged. This price learns from Obeged, even non-wool and linen. So this is beferish against Rabbi Shmuel before. Rabbi Shmuel beforehand said, both Abaye and Rava agreed to Rabbi Shmuel. The whole dispute between Abaye and Rava was what Rabbi Shimon Elazar held. But within Rabbi Shmuel, they both agreed there was no tumah at all by Shar Begadim. And here you have Rabbi Shmuel, clearly a different price from the base matters of Rabbi Shmuel, saying not that way. Answers the Gemara. Oh, so Abaye says, this second Rabbi Shmuel, this price obviously contradicts the first Rabbi Shmuel. Rava says, no. You know, Rava and Abaye, they were like a oil and order, the oil and water, the two of them. They when one said this way, if I said black, he said white. You know, that's the way they were. They always argue all over Shas, Rav and Abaye. So even this, it seems to be clear black on white. Rav says, no, I don't agree with you, Abaye. There's no machlokas between the two Rabbi Shmuels. They actually agree. What do you mean? How could they agree? The difference is, are we talking about 3 fingers by 3 fingers, or are we talking about 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim? The Brisa beforehand that said the Rabbi Shmuel held there was no tumah whatsoever by Shar Begadim. That means there's no tumah whatsoever 3 fingers by 3 fingers. But 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, there is. Rava Amar, ki les le lahach tana devei Rabbi Yishmael b'Shar Begadim. When that Brisa earlier said that Rabbi Shmuel held there's no tumah shrotzim, there's no maga shrotzim by Shar Begadim at all, that only meant shalosh al shalosh, 3 etzbos for 3 etzbos. But shlosh al shlosha, but if it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, islay. That's the answer to the contradiction. Asks the Gemara, how could Rava himself say this? Rava earlier said that Rabbi Shmuel meant there's no tum at all, not 3 fingers and not 3 tefachim. Asks the Gemara, v'har Rava hudama, but Rava himself said that Shratzim is Shlosha Shlosha Varabu Da Amar Shlosha Shlosha B'Shar Begadim.
Rabbi Shimon and Lazar Islay, old Tandavir Rabbi Shmuel Leslay. What do you mean? He himself said, even three tfachim, by three tfachim, there's no tumma by Shabba Gadim. So the Gemara has three answers to this. Number one, Hadabe Rava Meahi. You're right. Rava backed out of that initial statement. He backed out of that. He agrees to Abaye that Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel agree, but he disagrees to Abaye in that Abaye said they both agree that there's zero tumah. He holds they both agree that there is tumah 3x3 tvachim, but not 3x3 fingers. That's answer number one. That's simple. That's simple. The second answer is not as simple. Health cup. The Ibai Sema, second answer is no. Rava did not back out from his initial statement, but this second statement was actually not Rava, it was Rav Papa. That's simple. And actually, you had even the wrong statement. Rav Papa really said something totally different. You got the person wrong and you got what he said wrong. That's what the Gemara says. That this second statement of Rava, namely, it wasn't Rava, it was Rav Papa, and he didn't say what you think he said. He said something slightly different. V'iba yisema. Ha. This statement that there's no machlokas. That statement. Hold on one second. Rava didn't back out. Rava agrees to Abaye that the first Tandavir Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's no tumah whatsoever. But this second statement of Rava, again, what was the second statement of Rava? Let's go back and see what it was. Rava said that, what was the second statement of Rava? Rava said, so first of all, it wasn't Rava. Rather, Rav Papa Amara. And furthermore, it's not what we said before. You got it wrong. But the text of what he said was slightly differently as well. To Rav Papa Amar. Because Rav Papa held this that the first Tandavir Rabbi Shmuel said. That beged means only wool and linen. Af kol. It's not going to shrutzim. Af kol lasuye kilayim. That you got the whole statement wrong. That it's coming to include that not only is tzemeru fishtim, not only is beged by negoyim, which means tzemeru fishtim, not only by negoyim, not only by tumas negoyim, but also, it wasn't coming to tell you over by Shrutzim. No, really, Tanavir Yishmael agrees that there could be Tumah of Shar Begadim by Shrutzim. And when he said before that we have a Lima that teaches me, just like Negayim is only Tzemeru Fishtim, so to Shrutzim is Tzemeru Fishtim, it didn't mean so to Shrutzim is Tzemeru Fishtim. It meant so to Kilayim, Shaniz, is only Tzemeru Fishtim. Lasuya Kilayim. Asks the Gemara, what? Kilayim behedjik siva. What do you mean he meant even kilayim? You see already that this whole statement was like messed up. The Gemara says, kilayim behedjik siva, babe. What do you mean? Kilayim, what do I need this drasha? That, oh, beged, what do I need this drasha? To teach me that even kilayim is only tzemeru fishtim? Kilayim, the Torah explicitly states it's Tzemeru Fishtim. Lo Silba Shatne, Tzemeru Fishtim Yachta. Says Gemara, no. There's two psukim in the Torah about Kilayim. One of them mentions Tzemeru Fishtim. One of them doesn't mention Tzemeru Fishtim. One of them is talking about wearing Shatnez, and one of them is talking about Ha'ala. Ha'ala just means placing, like let's just placing Shatnez. Let's say you have a blanket or something. You're not wearing it. You're just covering yourself. Ha'ala. You're just putting it on you, but you're not actually wearing it. So the pasuk of halah doesn't mention wool and linen. What's the pasuk? Two pasukim. Our pasuk says ubeged kilayim shatnez lo ya'ale alecha. Right, that's a pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, I think, or Kedoshim, one of them. Ubeged kilayim shatnez lo ya. So again, it's two pasukim. Lo silbash shatnez semru fishim yachtov. You can't wear shatnez. There it says wool and linen. But by halah, ubegid kilayim shatnez lo yale alecha, just draping a shatnez cover or blanket or something like that, you're not wearing it, you're just on you, lo yale alecha, that that it never mentions wool and linen. So that we learn out from Negayim. Says the Gemara. Ask him about Kalayim Behedjik Sivin. Sagadatachim, I might have thought that the wool and linen requirement of Shatnez, Hani Mili, Derech Levisha. That's only if you're wearing it, because there the Torah specifically says wool and linen. Aval Baha'Allah, but when you just place the garment on you, since the Torah never mentions wool and linen, maybe even, I don't know, maybe even goat's hair and camel hair, maybe if it's not wool and linen, maybe any mixture of two garments would be a problem by halakha, because the Torah specifically doesn't mention wool and linen there. Also, that's what this alleged Rav Papa, that's what he's coming to tell me, that just like by Negayim, it says wool and linen, it means also, even by halakha, it's wool and linen. Aval b'halakha, kol trei minei aser. So kamash malan, that's why I need the limud from Tzaras. Asks the Gemara, what are you talking about? V'lav kal v'chomer hu? What do I need the drasha from Tzaras to halah by Kilayim? Just learn now from a kal v'chomer from Levisha by Kilayim. Uma Levisha, the kamasani kule gufe. When you wear shatnez, your whole body is better. It's worse when you wear it. So when you wear it, it's only limited to wool and linen, and there your whole body is benefiting. So if you're just putting it on your back, if you're just putting it, you're not wearing it, kal v'chomer, you're not even, it's a much lesser iser. So kal v'chomer, it should be limited only to wool and linen. Why would I have a havah mitzvah to include it otherwise? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Ella d'Rav Papa bedusahi. This entire statement of Rav Papa is a mistake. It's wrong. You don't need... because the din of Kalayim is explicit. So this second answer that it was really Rav Papa and it was really something else is thrown out the window. We threw out the second answer, but the Gemara does mention one third answer. Oh, and the third answer, and again, let's remember what question we were coming to answer over here. But this third answer, gentlemen, this third answer is going to launch us into the very first piece in Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz's Sefer Hakone Olamo. The big question of whether or not mesh tzitzis, you're allowed to wear mesh tzitzis, the big question. And the big question of whether you have to wear dafka, woolen tzitzis with racing stripes. Do you have to wear the woolen racing stripes tzitzis, or are you allowed to just wear cotton tzitzis? Many of us probably grew up wearing cotton tzitzis. Maybe when we got a little older, maybe we started to wear only woolen tzitzis. AJ, why don't I see what you're wearing over there? Okay, AJ, let's see. Okay. So let's see. Okay, he's not wearing, it's not, those aren't mesh, right, AJ? They're not mesh. Are they mesh?
Cotton.
Okay, good, cotton. They say the Vilna Gaon used to dafka wear cotton tzitzis. Two opinions. One say either he wore woolen and cotton tzitzis because he wanted to show everybody the Ramah, that the Ramah is really right. You shouldn't have to follow the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you have to wear woolen tzitzis. The Ramah says you're allowed to wear cotton tzitzis, Ashkenazim generally follow the Ramah, so you're okay, Aaron Yecheskel. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Tov lahachmir, it's a good idea to wear just woolen tzitzis to be yotzei the shita of the Mechaber. But you have the Ramah, though. But the question about mesh tzitzis, mesh is a big shara. Moshe Feinstein writes that you shouldn't use mesh tzitzis. All that comes from this Gemara right here we're about to do. Oh, it's the third answer. Now, what's the third answer? Let's remember. We already forgot the kasha. Forget the third answer. What was the kasha? So let's review the kasha. The kasha was we had a stira and rava. We had a stira and rava. What was the stira and rava? That rava in yesterday's daf. What was the stira and rava? Rava in yesterday's daf quoted Rabbi Shmuel as saying there was no tumah. There was no tumas magash ratzim by shar begadim whatsoever. And yet, Rava today, in answering a contradiction in Rabbi Yishmael, in today's daf, Rava said, no, that only meant three fingers by three fingers, but three tfachim by three tfachim, yes, there is by shar begadim magash ratzim. So the Gemara had asked beforehand, you, the same Rava, and yesterday's daf, you, Rava, said that there's no tumah at all by Maga Shrotzim by Shabbat Gadim. And today you're telling me, oh, no, I didn't mean it because of this other Rabbi Yishmael. So he just meant no 3x3 fingers, but yes, 3x3 tfachim. How can you back out? So the first answer we said, Rava backed out of the first one. Then we gave an answer of Papa, which the Gemara just rejected and said,
Rav Papa said something different, he didn't mean it. Oh, now we're giving a third answer. Says the Gemara, what's the third answer? That the limud wasn't, the limud from Shatnez wasn't coming to tell me that Shratzim is only Tzemeru Pishtim, but rather it meant Tzitzis is only Tzemeru Pishtim. So first we thought it meant Kilayim, or rejected Kilayim, and that's obvious. So what it says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Af Kol, the Tana who was learning from Negayim, he wasn't learning to Shratzim. The Tana to be Rav Shem wasn't learning to Tumas Sheretz, that it's only wool and linen. No! Really, Tumas Sheretz is, if it's three Tfachim by three Tfachim by Shar B'gad, the Rabbi Shmuel really holds, there is Tumah. So what was he learning out from Negayim? He was learning out not from Negayim to Kilayim, not from Negayim to Shratzim, but he was learning out Negayim to Tzitzis. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Af Kol Tzemeru Fishtim, what other halacha is limited to Tzemeru Fishtim? It's not Tumas Negayim that's limited to, it's not Tumas Shratzim, which is limited to Tzemeru Fishtim. It's not Kilayim that's limited to Tzemeru Fishtim. It happens to be Kilayim is, but you don't need to learn that from Negayim. Lasuye Tzitzis. It's coming to include Tzitzis. Ask the Gemara, really, you need a pasuk to tell me that Tzitzis only applies to wool and linen? That's a Beferish pasuk in Kisetze. It's a Beferish Hekish. It says, Vedyuksiv, Lo Silva, Shatnez, Semer, Fishtim, Yachtav. The Torah says, you're not allowed to wear Shatnez, wool, and linen. And the very next pasuk, we darshan smuchim in Dvarim, according to everybody, Uksiv, Gedilim, Tasalach. And the next pasuk talks about Tzitzis. So doesn't that imply Tzitzis can only be wool and linen? What do you got to learn out from Tzaras, Rab? Answer the Gemara, Sagadad, the Chamina, Kidirav. No! I might have thought we hold like Rava. The Rava Rami. Rava asked the contradiction. I might have thought because Rava held, that's it. Rava holds like Aaron Yecheskel. Rava holds that tzitzis could be made out of other garments, not just wool and linen. Salgadad the Chamina Kid Rava. The Rava Rami. Rava asked the contradiction. Ksiv hakanaf. Min kanaf. The Torah says, I'll say tzitzis hakanaf psil techeles. So that sounds like tzitzis can be made out of anything, just as long as the strings are the same material as the beged. Min kadaf. Uksiv, tzemeru fishtim yachto, but another pasuk says tzitzis is only wool and linen. So hakeit said, how do we rectify this? Tzemeru fishtim pochim beimimim men shalobim minan. Wool and linen strings work for any garment. So that's why AJ has wool strings on a cotton garment. Because he holds like Rava. But Charminin, but other types of strings, let's say cotton strings, B'minan Pochin, cotton strings only work for a cotton garment. Shelo B'minan Ein Pochin, but for a non-cotton garment, so wool and linen are the universal donors. They can be used, wool and linen strings can be used for any garment, but cotton strings or any other kind of strings only work if the garment is the same as the strings. That we learned from Hakanah. Shelo B'minan Ein Pochin. So Sagadai the Kidarava. So you might have thought that Rava's right. Kamash Malan. So Tana Devi Rabbi Shmuel teaches me, no. We learn how to binyan out from Negayim. Only wool and linen garments are chayv and tzitzis, and other garments are not chayv and tzitzis. Now, gentlemen, this is the machlokas of Nachman and Rava in Menachos, the fourth parak. And there's a big machlokas that we showed him who the paskin like. Do we follow Rava who says that tzitzis are chayv and other begadim, or do you follow Rav Nachman, who says that no, only wool and linen are chayv, but all other begadim are only chayv and tzitzis midir rabbanon. Machlok is the Rif and the Rambam against Tosis and the Rashba and the other Rishonim, and the Mechaber follows the Rif and the Rambam, and therefore the Mechaber, the Rif and the Rambam hold like Rav Nachman in Menachos, who say only wool and linen, nothing else, and the Mishnah Berura writes that it's appropriate to be machmir and only have tzitzis of woolen garments. But the Rama, don't worry, Aaron Yecheskel, the Rama writes that, the Rama says that no, you're Yotze 100% the Din Doraisa with cotton, and I believe that it's quoted in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon used to dafka wear dafka cotton tzitzis, so that people should know. Also, the other advantage of cotton tzitzis over woolen linen is that in the summer, some people say you would never wear a woolen garment in the summer. It's way too hot. So it's not even called Derech Malbush. Some people have that kepeda against the the racing stripes. But I think many people are machmir, like the Mishnah Berurah says to me, machmir. This also has a ramification about mesh. What about mesh tzitzis? Rav Moshe Feinstein, mesh is the story like this. The Gemara says that leather tzitzis is no good. Leather is not chayv because it's got to be woven. It's not called a beged. A beged means woven. Leather is just like one solid piece. So that's not chayv and tzitzis at all. That's a beferish Gemara. So the question is, what about synthetic materials? So here's the deal with mesh. It's synthetic, so it could, like plastic. Let's say you had a plastic garment. So everyone agrees, plastic's not chayv. But what about if you ripped up the plastic into pieces and then you wove it? That's what mesh is. It's a synthetic material, but then they weave it together. You don't have to weave it. You could have just made it straight nylon. You could have made it straight nylon without a weave at all. So that's a question whether that's called a beged. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that you should not wear mesh tzitzis, although I will tell you other achronim say yes. Rabbi Leibowitz Paskins in the Sefer HaKoyne Olam, on the very first piece of the first Sefer, that one should not wear mesh tzitzis. You should be worried about Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has about this. You have in the back of the Masifta area has a whole discussion. Bahar Tzvi Cholik, he says if it's made through strings, then it's okay. And the Tzitz Eliezer talks about this. He quotes the Har Tzvi and the Igros Moshe, and he rejects the raya of the Igros Moshe from leather. So he's also lenient. So yesh al mi lismoch, but it's probably not a good idea. It's not like it's totally unheard of, but it's probably not a good idea. That's what Rabbi Leibowitz says. You don't need to do mesh. Cotton is okay, except the Mishnah Berurah says it's more mahudr. So you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. See what he tells you to do. Okay, says the Gemara.
It's only the bracha that's the problem, because otherwise you're just not wearing tzitzis, right?
By the mesh. It's a suffix brachas, yeah. Suffix brachas, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it actually is a problem because you're wearing a four-cornered degit. Oh, you're saying it's not a degit. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not chayiv, because it's right. So you don't...
Right. Okay. Right, everyone agrees that that's good. Ellie's correct. But when it comes to cotton, everyone agrees you can make a bracha, because even if it's just a derabanan, you're still going to make a bracha. That's for sure. By mesh, it's mamish shaila whether it's begad at all. Correct. It's not the same thing as cotton. Good. Let's just finish up the daf here. Amar ravacha barei derava l'ravashi. Latana deve Rabbi Yishmael. According to the way Rav Nachman said, Maishnal in Yintuma, Gemarbe, Sharba Godin, Dixiv Obeged, Hachanami, Lema Larabos, Sharba Godin, Mea Sher Techaseba. Wait, so Rav Nachman just said, we learn out from Tsaras to Tzitzis that only Tzemer fished him. Wait. But we have another inclusive pasuk by Tzitzis Hasher Techaseba, which should include even non-woolen and linen. Answers the Gemara, no, it's not coming to include non-Tzemeru Fishtim. It's coming to include the Tzemeru Fishtim garment of a blind person. Deciding, learned in a brisa. Uri'isem oso. The Torah says you have to see, be able to see the Tzitzis. Prat luxus laila. Comes to exclude your pajamas. A machlokas, the Rambam against Tosfos, does this mean, what about your day garments at night? The Rambam says your day garments at night, I forgot already who says what. One says, I always get it confused. Rambam, so one of them says that even your day garments at night are also exempt. Others would say, no, only your pajamas are exempt, but your day garment at night you'd be chayv. I think it's Tosfos who says, the Rambam is the one who says that at night you're not chayv at all, anything. Even your day garments at night you're not chayv. But Tosfos says, no. Only your pajamas you're exempt, but your day garments at night you are chayv. And that's the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch, against the Rambam. So, but it's a suffix. So again, same thing with the bracha. If you're putting on your tzitzit, you take off your tzitzit, take a shower, you put them on at night, I think you're not supposed to make a bracha because it's a suffix brachas at night. Sigmar says, Urisa Moso, Pratlixus Laila, comes to exclude a garment that you only wear at night. Says Gemara, Atomer, Pratlixus Laila, Oinel, Pratlixus Suma. Maybe it should come, and instead of excluding a night guard, maybe you are chayv tzitzis in your pajamas. But it means a blind man is not chayv, says Gemara, Kshu Omer, Asher Techaseba. No, you have the extra pasuk including, Hare Ksusuma Omer, that includes Ksusuma. Hamani Mekamer, Rizim, so Pratlixus Laila. So Gemara says, wait, you have one pasuk limiting and one pasuk including. You decide to limit Ksus Laila, you include a blind man. Why don't you do it the other way around? Include night and exclude the blind man.
Says Gemara, Mabrani Ksusumino makes more sense to include a blind man's tzitzis, sheyesh na b'riyei tzal achayim. At least that garment, other people could see it. But at night, nobody could see the garment, so it's more universal, makes more sense to exclude that. Asks the Gemara, ve'eim al rabos shar begadim. So who says it's coming to include Ksus Laila? Maybe it's coming to include even non-woolen linen garments. Says Gemara, Mistavra, koi b'tzemer fishtim, the pasuk by Negayim was already talking only about woolen linen. So mar b'tzemer fishtim makes sense to include tzitzis also by woolen linen. But koi b'tzemer fishtim, mar b'shar begadim, but why in the world would I include from Asher t'chasaba if the pasuk already says the pasuk before already said tzemer fishtim, so the right by Shan is right before it said tzemer, why would I go to something else? Makes sense to include tzemer fishtim even by a ksus suma. It doesn't make sense to include a non-ksus suma even by other garments. Okay, a little bit more. Drop more. Amar Abai, Reb Shimon Elazar, V'simchos Amar Dabar Echad. Abai says, Reb Shimon Elazar, he said, you're not allowed to use flax for schach, because it's mekabel tumas negayim. It's the same as simchos. Reb Shimon Elazar had Amar, we said Reb Shimon Elazar already. Simchos, the sign of simchos, Omer, sikicha bitavoy psula. If you use for your schach spun flax for strings, it's possible in Pesha Matam ben Agoyim. Says the Gemara, Keman, who's this going like? That spun flax is already Matam ben Agoyim, even before it's in the oven. Kihaitana, Desnan, Shesiva Arev, the whoop in the wharf, made out of wool and linen, Matam ben Agoyim miyad. If it's wool and linen, Matam right away. Dir Rabbe, Rabbi Hudomer, Hashesi Misha Yishle. The Shesi string only is Makabal Tumah once you take it out from the pot that you cooked it to heat it up. The Ha'ariv Miyad, but the wharf is right away. The Ha'unin Shel Pishdan, but the bundle, but the combed flax, which wasn't yet spun, Misha Yislabnu. First, you have to heat it in the oven, and only then is it Makabal Tumas. Only then is it Makabal Tumas Negayim. Okay, we will stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.